A harbor is not only a place to load and unload cargo, but it can provide shelter in the face of a storm. But that's the problem. There just aren't any safe harbors here, and that makes this a particularly treacherous place to sail. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. The Sulaks have helped ships traverse the Great Lakes for well over a century, but as those ships sailed west, they could experience very dangerous conditions, especially in the fall of the year.
Once these ships turned around Whitefish Point, they'd pass the lighthouse, they'd head up into the Big Lake. There was another problem. That is where the weather could be the worst, but there was nothing to really allow those ships to get in to cover. There were no harbors.
Bruce Lynn is executive director of the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum.
Those ships would be getting driven ashore. If they'd get driven ashore, you could have a whole crew survive, and they would perish later on because there was just nothing up there. So they would perish from exposure.
The best known of shipwrecks here, though, was a freighter that did not make it to shore in the storm. It was the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That was November 10th, 1975. It really wasn't that long ago. Here at the Sulaks alone, there were 90-mile-per-hour wind gusts that were recorded. If it's that bad here in Sault Ste. Marie, relatively protected, just imagine what it was like out on Lake Superior that night. There were 30-foot waves being recorded by ships out there that day.
Although technology has advanced, these storms remain a very big danger to ships.
The ships you see coming through today, with the exceptions of the 1,000-footers, you know, the Fitzgerald, had it not gone down, chances are it would still be sailing today. There are ships out here today that are smaller. So it tends to resonate with people when they see a ship like that that disappears so quickly that it can't get a distress signal out.
Our story concludes next time with that of the Fitzgerald as we travel the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCrae.